Welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome, everybody. How's it going? This is season 8, episode 36, episode 351. How is it going?
It's going.
It does. It goes. Survived my first earthquake. That was pretty exciting.
Right. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Tell us about that. I'm so jealous. I was in New York, but I was in the car.
I was standing in my bathroom brushing my teeth, getting ready to leave for a doctor's appointment. And I thought there was someone on the roof doing some sort of strange banging. It was kind of unsettling.
Yeah.
You know that you're on the East Coast when they get an earthquake and everybody thinks it's something like that. Like, my sister was getting her hair done and she's like, yeah, things just randomly started shaking. And we were like, wow, that's a big truck going by. My uncle thought the same thing about the garbage truck in my...
Yeah, we didn't even know to, like, walking to the subway, someone was, like, talking into their, like, had their phone on speaker and was, like, talking into it and was like, oh, yeah, did you feel that earthquake? And we're like, oh, I guess it was an earthquake.
Well, it's funny because we were driving. So I was, my dad was driving and I was surfing Twitter. And, you know, I just started seeing the first person I saw actually was Eliza Orleans from Survivor. It was 34 seconds prior. And she was like, holy fuck, was that an earthquake? And like I refreshed and like everybody was like, was that an earthquake? Oh my God, did we just get an earthquake? I'm like, oh, hey guys, I think we just missed an earthquake.
Yep.
Crazy.
Very crazy. So we had the solar eclipse.
Yes.
Which, did anybody go out and see, you know, however it was in their area?
No.
Yeah.
No glasses?
No, we didn't. Yeah, we missed the bus on glasses, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we actually missed the bus on glasses, too, and I tried to make one of those, like, pinhole
viewer with the cereal boxes. Yeah, yeah. With the,
I watched a video about it. I had the exact box and everything. And I have no fucking idea how that was supposed to work. But my neighbor was outside with the glasses. So I ran up and she was like, oh, you want to try? I was like, yeah, I do. That's,
yeah. One of my geocaching friends said that he and his wife used old film strips.
That's what Frank was telling me that also.
That's apparently what they used to do when they were kids was film strips. Yeah. Now, they're you know, in their late 50s. So, but yeah, he was like, yeah, it worked just fine. And I was like, cool. I went geocaching after the eclipse. So he was telling me that. Yeah. Nice. But yeah, I think I had 86% in my area. And it was neat. It didn't get super dark, but it got quiet and it got cold. And because I was sitting outside and at one point I was like, oh, the kids are at camp outside and it's getting chilly, I hope. And then I was like 10 minutes later, I was like, oh, wait, dummy, it's the eclipse. The sun is going away. You knew this was going to happen.
Right. I mean, that wasn't something I really thought about either until, like, you know, that was something where people were, you know, and I was listening to all the, you know, accounts of it the next day, you know, the sort of cold. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I hadn't considered. Like, very obvious, but, like, not really something I had considered. But
it's you seen any of the videos? Like, Matt, Matt from Ramblecast,
Matt's on his Facebook. Cool.
So cool.
Oh, I need to know.
Because he got to watch it from his house. Like, he was in the center of the totality. The zone of totality.
The zone of totality.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, man.
That's really cool.
One of Jay's coworkers, they're out of Texas, and they sent a video of, they started about 30 seconds before the sun, like, gets covered. So, like, they're, like, zooming around the skyline, and then somebody's like, hey, it's going to start, and then all of a sudden, like, it's bright, and then it's just black.
Wow.
And it's so cool, and it just really reminds you of just how awesome nature is and how we are so insignificant in the scheme of things, because that shit's going to go on when we're not here anymore. And it's so cool.
Yeah.
And imagine, like, before people knew what was going on.
What
they thought that was and how wild that must have been.
Well, just all the weird stuff that, like, nature, like the Daily had, like, a thing the eclipse, and they were, like, talking to, like, you know,
that guy made me cry.
Right, like an eclipse expert, and, like, talking about all these things that, like, nature does in as a result of the eclipse. And it's just like, I, you know, before we sort of knew
Yeah.
Things about the stars and the cosmos. Like, it must have been utterly terrifying. Like, legit, the world was coming to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy on the Daily yesterday, or
was it 2 days ago? I listened to it yesterday. So I don't know when it
came out yesterday. Okay. It came out yesterday. But on Monday, the day of the eclipse. That guy, like, at first I thought I was going to roll my eyes because, you know, it was cheesy. But then by the end of his description, I was like, oh, I think I'm in.
Yeah, it made me very sad that I didn't make more of an effort to see it because I missed the one, what was it, 2017? We were flying that day, so I missed that. Oh, wow. The next one's not for like 40 years. So I'm like,
20 years is it's 4044. However,
okay, there is a 40 in there somewhere.
There is a total eclipse that's happening over Greenland, Iceland, Spain is in the path in 2026. And I really want to go. And I feel like that's kind of doable because it's only 2 years away.
Okay. And I mean, those aren't terribly expensive countries to travel to.
Exactly.
Hopefully by then they will still be accepting Americans as tourists. Oh,
God. Well, that's true. Maybe we should book our tickets after November.
Yeah.
But yeah, can you come on? We could hop a flight from RDU to JFK and all meet and then go to like fucking Greenland and Iceland.
Greenland. I'd do Greenland also, but
I would do both. Iceland. My instinct was Iceland. I flew over Greenland and there was not a lot there, but there's a lot of really,
Hot springs, let's do it.
Yeah.
The only
landscapes, volcanoes.
Yeah.
Land of fire and ice. Let's fucking do this
shit. Yeah. Cheap flights. It's August 2026.
August 2026. We've talked about this
before. That's not new. New IP. That's recycled IP.
I know.
And the thing is, I mean, honestly, if we are going to do it, we should really touch base no later than 2025 because people are going to travel.
Yeah.
It's going to get expensive. Gotta
get those reservations early. I wish that I had gone up to Niagara Falls to see it because love Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
Never been.
Oh, it's beautiful, Amanda. It's absolutely just gorgeous. Yeah. I haven't been there in like 30 years, but
as far north as I've ever been in New York. That's not true. Lake George, which is further north. But.
Yeah. But no, that'd be super cool. The only thing that is kind of a bummer is in August, you don't get to see the Northern Lights in Iceland. Mm.
Yeah,
because how cool would it be to be like eclipse by day, aurora borealis by night?
That would be like
the orgasm of bucket list items, right?
Right.
I am so down if anybody really wants to do that. Like, I want to see an eclipse now. I am all about this.
It'd be fun. Hey, we could even make it a patron level.
$100 level to help us save Iceland.
Come along with us.
We will bring Jay to video it. No, we'll bring Cliff. We'll bring Cliff out to video it.
Oh, fantastic.
Cliff. Heart. Anyway.
Gosh, I don't think I've seen Cliff since your wedding.
I only get to see Cliff once a year now. It's so sad. I miss Cliff. But anyway. That was so earthquakes, eclipses, the cicadas opened up, the mega whatever it is.
Oh, yeah,
cicadas or cicadas,
cicadas, cicadas, cicadas.
It's cicadas. I've never heard someone say cicadas.
Cicadas, I think that's how we say it on the island. Way.
Oh, maybe the vowels,
cicadas, we also say Oregon and Oregon. Yeah,
you probably also say Nevada.
Nevada. is it not Nevada? What is it, Nevada?
Nevada.
Like
that,
no way.
With like that good like American.
Is it really Nevada? Not Nevada. I mean, what is it? Shit.
I mean, it is. It is.
I can't. Whatever, I'm not ready for this conversation.
No, it is. It's
whatever you grew up saying Nevada. Is all of the above are correct, but in Nevada you say Nevada. In the West you say Nevada.
Huh.
Yeah. There was actually we went to another girl that went to Marist was from Nevada. And she worked SNAP, and that's how I knew she was like, this is how you say it.
Huh. I just learned something new.
Maybe it was an intern.
Episode 1, I learned how to say Oregon. Episode 351, I learned how to say Nevada. Nevada.
Nevada.
No, you're right. Nevada.
Nevada. Nevada. Like Nevada. Tomato, tomato.
Cicada sounds like a dish, like an
cicada, cicada, like tomato, an Nevada. Let's call the whole thing off. Cicada.
Cicada.
Anyway, we got like a, you know, a giant swarm again opened up.
Yeah, like two different schedules combining this year. Hold on to your butts.
The worst since like the 1800s or something.
I thought last year's was bad. And I actually
live in a place
too.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Last year's was supposed to be bad too, or 2 years ago, and it wasn't as bad as I, you know, thought. We're not. If you look, Shani, of the, because I looked the other day when they were like, "Oh, the cicadas are coming." Cicadas, cicadas, whatever they're fucking called. I can't even remember already. Nevada. The cicadas in Nevada are coming. And
Nevada. That just, that also just sounds like a athleisure brand.
Yes, it does.
This is fun. Keep mispronouncing things, and I'll tell you what it sounds like.
Okay, it's all coming.
I love it.
Wait, did you guys grow up? We're not in the Oregon path. Trail.
Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail. Yeah, Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Huh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So.
We're not in the path of totality for the cicadas.
No, we're not. We're not in the cicada path.
It's like one path, yeah. Good, one path not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, it's like we talked about this, didn't we? There's like a giant like astrology thing. Didn't we talk about astrology a few like a month or so ago? And like all the we totally did. We talked about like it was like the beginning of the year show and like our horoscopes and how like the year of the cat, but like the solar eclipse was gonna like change things and Mercury's in retrograde again and something's in the house of Aquarius, which like, yeah, I don't know. Apparently like things are getting fucked up and my mom was trying to explain it to me. And the moral of the story was you have until now, really now, but like loosely deadline till I think it's May 20th to get things done. And if you don't like fix something up that needs to be like taken care of, then the universe is going to take care of it for you. So
anything
like in my, for example, okay. Wow. Yeah. My mom was saying like, just like, if you have things that you need to clean up or organize or throw out, like get rid of it now because there's new energy coming and you need to make space for it. And if you don't do it, the universe is going to do it for you. Yeah. So anyway, that was cool. Yeah. Lots of things going on. I feel like wasn't there like a solar flare or something too? I feel like there was a bunch of things people were listing that, whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, lots of shit going on in the atmosphere, everybody. Hold on to your panties.
Yes. One thing that is not like universe related, but maybe an act of God. I cannot stop listening to Cowboy Carter.
Oh my God. That's what I'm going to talk about next. It's so good.
It's so good. I've only got through it once, but
How do you guys? Okay. So, I love the Two Most Wanted song with Miley. They sound perfect together. Yes, it's so good. It's
really good.
Actually, why I have this on my list is because Alex finally tonight did not go to sleep listening to the Beatles. I went in to say goodnight to him, and he was playing Texas Hold'em on repeat.
It's so good.
I swear to God.
I love that song so much.
What does he listen on, Alexa?
Alexa. And thankfully, Alexa had the don't be a boop, just... you know, take it to the floor now. So like the curse words are taken out. But my
version.
Yes. My kids keep thinking, so park your Lexus means fuck your Texas. And I'm like, okay, sure. But that's not what this is. She's actually saying. Even tonight when Zach was in there, when I was kissing Alex goodnight, he's like, yeah, really? Sounds she's saying F your Texas. And I'm like, she's not though.
She's not.
Things will go around saying that.
But he had so good.
Well, new fuck your Texas.
Yeah, seriously.
Most of the time, honestly.
I mean, if it is what she said, it wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so thoughts on highlights of songs. I love Yaya. It's really fun.
Yeah, same.
I love Jolene.
Okay, so you like the updated version. I'm so neutral on it.
I was neutral the first time I heard it, but like I'm fully all in.
Cool.
Having only listened to it once, it was love at first listen. But I did see a headline that said that Beyonce didn't take any writing credit for that.
She did not. She let Paul McCartney or Lennon McCartney and Dolly Parton take sole writing credit for the songs that she covered.
Yeah. So she won't get any royalty on it.
Which is good because, you know, respect to Queen Dolly.
Right.
Yeah.
And somebody was... So there was a Reddit thread where somebody isolated her vocals and they sound beautiful. And then somebody else was explaining that just because she changed the lyrics, like, doesn't mean that she would even have the right to take songwriting credit because she kept the same music. And oftentimes you can make the case like the writing of the song is the music and the lyrics, because when people cover songs, they tweak lyrics all the time, but they don't take writing credit for it.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I love it. And I love the little Dolly P right before.
Oh my God, I know.
So much.
Bless her heart.
It's just the hair of a different color.
I love Dolly Parton so much.
Yes.
And Willie Nelson is on there, which is great.
Yeah.
I love all the samples. Like, she even samples "These Boots Are Made for Walking," which is fun. She
does. There, I feel like I need to read some articles to catch everything. But yeah, I love 16 Carriages also. I love Alligator Tears. I mean, I the whole thing.
American Requiem gives me chills. And then Amen at the end gives me chills. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So good. Just like start to finish. It's great. I love it.
It's really good.
Spend more time with it. But it's like, I was like trying to remember the last time I like sat and listened to an album all the way through. And I think just like the nature of music these days and like how we consume music.
Totally.
It is very rare that like.
Takes you on a journey from start
to
finish.
Yeah. And there's that history. It's like, the composition of the album is kind of going away. And I think what's so wonderful about this is like, it's such a beautifully composed album, but it's also like this.
She goes into his
touchstone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everybody is talking about it in a way that like, you know, I can't think of in recent memory. Like, yes, you could say like Taylor Swift, but like, I don't listen to Taylor Swift. Like, I feel like it's, her albums don't hit my my orbit quite like this one has. Like, I feel like this is just like a real collective pop culture moment that like, and it's just like a cool conversation. Like the conversation people are having about the album and like how it came to be and like the history that went into it. Yes, like, totally. I just think it's such a cool thing. And it just like, it makes me so very, very happy.
Let's talk about, for anybody who doesn't know, the history behind why Cowboy Carter is the second act in the Renaissance trilogy. So Beyonce performed the Dixie Chicks. Was it Daddy's something from Lemonade? And she felt very so she performed with them at the CMAs. She felt very unwelcome. People were not friendly with her.
Were they just like outright overtly racist?
The internet was too. And I guess people just were not friendly to her with her there. Of course, the Dixie Chicks or the Chicks were, because they're the best. And she just was like, well, you know something? Fuck you guys. I'm going to take country music back, because country music has roots in Black music and I'm going to take it back. So that's how this came about. So essentially, this is one of the best recent examples of fuck around and find out that we are seeing.
We are so happy for it.
Yes, because she is now at the top of the charts. She's the first ever Black woman to be at the number one country music album in the Billboard charts. And I believe she had, and I'm so sorry that I can't remember the statistic off the top of my head, but she had like, it was like one of those Taylor Swift things where she had like, you know, 12 of the first top 15 spots or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was something like
that. I saw that headline too. Let me do a quick Google and see if I can't find it.
Thank you. So she's just taken over. I love that she featured, hold on. Sorry. Let me finish this one thought before I go into the I love that Blackbird features the four other Black country women, because Blackbird is a song that was written by, so it's attributed to Lennon McCartney, but that's because all their songs were, like, you know, together. But Paul McCartney wrote that song all by himself. But he wrote it after seeing the pictures from the Brown versus BOE when the Black Children in Alabama, Ruby something. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I'm like blanking on names right now. But like when she was, you know, that infamous picture. So he wrote Blackbird for the Civil Rights Movement. Yes. What?
Ruby Bridges.
Okay, yes, sorry. I thought you said Phoebe Bridges for a second. No, I was like, no, that's just like, I know her. Yes, so he wrote that about the Civil Rights Movement in America. So,
which I don't really know. Like, I discovered that through like reading about
I'm sorry.
Like, oh, even better.
Yeah. So that's really cool too. Paul McCartney seems like a cool dude.
But like arguably even cooler sung by
it's cooler Beyonce that they were able women. to kind of like make that full circle. So that's awesome. Yeah. Do you guys like the Levi's Jeans song with Post Malone? I think it's I do.
Yeah, I like it.
It was like I had to like stop and like, you know, sometimes when you're just sort of listening, you like recognize versus you're like, oh, like Miley. And I'm like, who is this with? Like yeah. Oh, that's what Post Malone sounds like, huh?
Yes, he was like, hey, I can sing, come on, let's go. There's so many good songs. I like the, is it Protector, what's the song that she sings for her son?
Oh yeah, that's great.
I like that one too. I don't know, there's so many. And hold on, now I gotta pull up the track list. The one where Dolly does the introduction as well.
Wasn't
I just love that. No, there's another one.
That's right. There is another one. Yeah.
Tyrant. There's a lot of theories online that song is actually told from the Beyonce. It's split Beyonce and the Jolene characters parts. And that's why Dolly introduces it. Like there's an argument on Reddit as well that
I have to re-listen to that.
There's a case to be made that she's singing it from the dual perspectives of Beyonce or the, you know, the hero figure and the Dolly figure and the Jolene figure or whatever. Uh-huh, so yeah. I mean, again, that's just nothing's been confirmed, but yeah, I like reading about that when it's like, you know, why we all liked Harry Potter and Lost, because you could speculate. You know, until somebody confirms canon, it's right in your head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is just a fucking banger.
About the singles. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We both heard it. I feel like AP rules here. Two people, we're good.
Yeah. I was like trying to, sorry, I cannot find it.
Yeah. No worries. I was in Philadelphia this past weekend for a work thing for one day. It was nice. It was fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you did go. Great.
Did you have a good time in the city of brotherly love?
I did have a really good time. It was good. I was nervous. And everybody made me feel really welcome. And suddenly I had this.
Good. Like,
oh my God. Nice. I am on the other side of the Raleigh meetup here.
Did you get to do anything really Philly centric? Did you eat a cheesesteak or?
Did eat a cheesesteak.
Nice.
I
did eat a cheesesteak. We went to the Liberty Bell.
Nice.
The boys and Jay were also there and they did their own thing, obviously. And they had a blast too. Zachary got one of these like colonial hats, as he does. Nice. And he's been wearing it literally nonstop. I had to stop him from taking it to camp at Umstead this week. I was like, babe, you're not. That hat is not durable for
it's not up to the task.
No. So yeah, they loved it. They had a great time too. It was really fun. And then I did my taxes today again. So okay, we hired that woman and then I did that back on March 5th. And I didn't upload everything until yesterday, and that was on me. Because I had to take the pictures with my phone to turn them into PDFs, and it just felt like such a task. And then I had to do all the expenses in a spreadsheet, but like multiple spreadsheets, because I had to like childcare expenses and Geek Dad Life expenses and blah, blah, blah. So I was just like, oh, it feels like so much to do. But honestly, it didn't really take me that long. So it's all on me. But she said today that, you know, we're close to tax time, so she's going to do the extension for me. And she's like, you know, just go online and pay what you think you're going to owe. And I'm like, I'm paying you to tell me what I think I'm going to owe. Because if you do the extension, you have to pay an estimate of what you think you're going to owe. So I'm like, but I don't know what I'm going to owe. Like, that's why I want you to help me.
I mean, theoretically, I shouldn't owe anything.
Can you, if it's really based on what you think, I mean, that leaves a whole like range of human error. Can you pay like $100 of what you think?
I thought something too.
On the books and then like figure out the actual amount.
I don't think that you would get super, I don't think you'd get penalized, but I think you also, the goal is to not like, you know, underdo it by like, you know, that like that.
Yeah.
So I ended up just fucking doing it myself tonight. And
doing it live.
Doing it live. And then I'm like, well, you know, just in case I made a mistake, it's I need to set it up so I pay taxes quarterly. Like, should I just keep with this lady and just like do it as an experiment? And then I was just like, but again, I just did all this. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know what to do. And she was really nice when I talked to her today. Like, she wasn't reprimanding me or anything like that. Like, you know, she was just like, okay, hey, we're gonna blah, blah, blah. So anyway. She was like, well, just, do, you know, pay what you think you're going to owe. And I'm like, God damn it. I don't know what I'm going to owe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And there we are. Well,
I filed my taxes back in February and like they've accepted and everything, but I still need to pay. I need to go and like, I have.
The you didn't do the thing when you filed it?
No, I didn't pay when I filed because I was like, I need to save a little bit more before we pay it.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah. But I just need to like go to the websites for all the various different things.
Yeah.
Cause like we owe obviously federally and also in North Carolina and also fucking still in California.
Cause Frank, you still owe for California?
Cause Frank was working there for like 2 months.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And oh, that's annoying. Getting taken out.
Of his paychecks.
They were, but like not enough. And then also when you combine it with everything else and just,
This is why I'm kind of glad like New York taxes are so high, because I never have to worry about not paying enough taxes because they take out so many goddamn taxes.
But part of it too is like how you fill out your paperwork when you start the job. And I feel like I'm just like consistently doing that wrong. So yeah, like, I mean, California is a high tax state too, but it's like, if you don't set that up correctly in the beginning, or you like end up making more money that year than you thought you were going to make, then you're just going to get a huge bill. I did, like, California actually sent us the bill, which is like, dude, like, I get it. And it's not very much at all. I just need to like pay it. But at first I was annoyed, but then I was like, God, they're on it. And it's really, they said, you know, this balance reflects all payments and or credits posted through blah, blah, blah. Sorry. That's not what I was trying to. There was something where I was like, oh, that was nice of them. They're like, oh, what you need to do, if you agree with our notice, pay the balance in full by April 15th, blah, blah, blah. If you disagree with the balance, gather the following and then contact us, blah, blah, blah. Okay. If I agree, then I'll pay it in full. I do agree. It's like, I know that's how much that I owe them because we already filed in California.
Right, right.
And that's how they know how much we owe too. So I do agree.
Yeah. Oh, they're annoying. But you know what? A week from now, it's all going to be over.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, anything else before we move on? I started watching that show Tracker on Paramount Plus. It's just eye candy show. It's pretty dumb, but I like it.
Nice. Frank and I started watching Third Body Problem. But
oh, yeah. How is that? Oh, that's by the Game of Thrones guys.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, I was expecting so much more. We haven't been able to bring ourselves to finish it.
Yeah, it's like based off of like a Chinese series. Because it was PBS had the Chinese series for a while. So when I saw it pop up on Netflix, I was like, wait a minute. I know the show.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, I got really excited when I saw that Benioff and Weiss were involved, and there are some like actors from Game of Thrones also. So like cast yeah. is like pretty great. And it's the first episode is like interesting, but it pretty quickly just becomes like kind of dumb and just like not a believable story. It's like, what happened in the writing room? So
yeah,
unfortunate.
Not really for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the subject matter, Frank was like, there's this cult. And there's this like a mini series on it on Netflix. But it's about this guy who started this cult, and it was all about like worshiping aliens. And the wrinkle in this is that the cult leader was French. So I was like, Americans are like uniquely placed to like buy into cult stuff and like our like religious cults and stuff. Like we do that a lot more. It's like very weird for that to happen in France. So I was like, or weirder, I will say, than the US. So that was a surprise to me. I was like, wow. Needless to say, when he eventually like basically has to leave France, he ends up in the Americas, in Canada and the US.
Surprise.
He eventually also has to leave the Americas. But anyway, I digress. But Frank was like, because the third body problem, it's like, or three body problem, whatever.
Three body problem.
There's a lot of stuff where it's like, oh, this is just like that cult. Like, I wonder if they knew about that, because the cult's been around for a long time. Netflix series, not so much, but the cult has been around for a long time. It's like, I wonder if they were inspired by that. I wonder if they knew. So some of the stuff is similar. I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah.
And anyway, the topic is not necessarily like something that I would be super, super interested in either, Amanda. But what just like seeing the Game of Thrones people, it really sold it for me.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You see, Hannah Waddington came out and was talking about how they actually waterboarded her with that wine scene when she was in Game of Thrones.
Oh my God.
And it was like the worst day of her life. Yeah. And that's then I was looking up, a whole bunch of actors have talked about how they were actually experienced like trauma and whatnot from their time on the show. So it really made me think of the Game of Thrones creators a lot less.
Yeah.
Because like, that's pretty bad. Like if you've got that much money and that big of a budget, you could probably not waterboard somebody for 10 hours. She said they were pouring Kool-Aid on her head, like for the wine, for 10 hours.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's awful.
I know.
Well, it also made me think, like, you know, because since like George R. R. Martin was like obviously very involved in the writing. I mean, the books were out at least for like the first several seasons, and they're really, really good. And then things kind of go off the rails and get not as good towards the end,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. And the writing in this one is terrible. So interesting. If they don't have like a George R. R. Martin to lean on, then
right.
Maybe the stuff they do is actually not that great.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Okay, moving on. We have something that Shandy found for us last week. It is 17 stories that people shared that may sound completely fake, but are actually 100% true. Are we ready? I guess we could take turns reading them too. If, you know, good ones. Yes. Okay. So there was also, and I should find the link to it. I saved it, but there was also a tell me like something crazy about your origin story, whatever thread that went around like a month ago. And like some of that stuff is like really crazy and good. But anyway, that's for another time. I have it saved. Nice. But yeah, no, that's for another time. Let's do this one. Okay. I can start. In college, a friend found an ID of a dude over 21 who looked just like me. I used it like a charm for months. Then I went to a club and a bouncer started asking me what my address and birthday and shit. What's my address and birthday and shit? I finally said, dude, it's me. And he said, no, dude, it's me.
Wild.
Or at least they photograph very similar.
Right.
In a sort of similar vein, in college, yeah. I fell out of my bunk bed and broke both of my legs and one arm. Years later, on a date, I made a joke about being clumsy, and the dude told me I couldn't compare to this woman his EMT brother helped once, who fell out of her bunk and broke all the bones. It was me.
No. Wow. A few months after my son was born, my now ex-wife wanted to have some professional photos taken, but we were kind of broke. We appealed to Reddit, and a very kind couple took pity on us and gifted us a nice session. One of the photos ended up being the skeptical baby meme.
Crazy.
I don't know if I know that meme.
I know. I'm searching it real quick. Skeptical baby meme.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This site is like killing my computer. There's like a huge lag and like.
Oh, this no. guy. This. Okay. I know this picture.
Okay. Now I have to look it up too.
Yeah. Hold on.
Skeptical baby meme.
Oh my God, that's really cute, but I definitely have not seen those before.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that hopefully it was the parents who shared that meme because the photographer
did
not have the right to. That's funny. I kind of love this. Though,
depending on what the who owns the copyrights on the images.
Oh, that's kind of messed up.
Well,
to like you know, share an image of a baby.
Yeah, but it's like part of that.
I would bet that the parents gave permission because otherwise this would be a very different post.
Yes.
Yeah, I would certainly guess
so. It's just like it's weird to like publicly share images of some people won't even publicly share images of their own children, let alone just like somebody else's child. But,
right.
Yeah. I love this one. My middle name is literally a fucking typo. My mom had a C-section and forgot to write the rest of Nicole due to the drugs. She fell asleep and they took the paperwork, wouldn't give it back. And now my middle name is Ni, as in N-I.
No. That's what happened with Jay's, that's what happened with Jay's sister. So
seriously? Cindy had
a, yeah, so his youngest sister, Kayla Marie, is supposed to be her name, but it's on her birth certificate as Kayla Maria. And that's because Cindy had a C-section, or Jay's mom had a C-section, and Jack forgot what like they had agreed on, so he wrote Maria.
Oh shit. But I guess what I don't understand is are they really such sticklers that like you can't even before you leave the hospital, you can't
no,
be like,
you hey, should be can able I actually to.
No, I think yeah. you yeah, I think you have a couple of days.
Okay, because like it's kind of a big decision and like you're probably on drugs and otherwise exhausted. Like
I mean,
weird.
Truly. I mean, like filling out like Eden's birth certificate. Like I was like, it was the most stressful thing I think I've ever done. I think it was really? More stressful than childbirth.
Oh my God. Okay. I had both of their stuff paperwork filled out before I even got to the hospital.
Nice.
Well, she I only added in and you know, I was
yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah, you had yeah.
So like my brain was like scrambled and then dumped out my ear and pushed back in. So.
Fair. That's true.
Like, is this spelled right? Are these words help?
Come to find out.
Are these even letters?
When you need to register for school, they're gonna be like, you mean Evan? Even Wilhelmina?
Well, and then I like had a whole freak out because I thought her like social security, we're like going on a tangent here, but like I thought social security card was there was a typo on it, but actually there's just a certain amount of characters, and because we made Giordano a second middle name and not a hyphenated last name,
oh yeah,
it gets cut off, so oh, it's not shit. Actually recognized as part of her legal name, and had I known that I would have hyphenated her last name.
Can you change it now? Like,
I mean, we probably could, but then it's right. You have to go through the whole process of like changing your kid's name and like for my own, you know, vanity, like, you know,
fair enough.
It can, you know, like she can always use it as like an assumed last name.
Right. That's
like,
true.
As she gets older, if she wants to.
Right. Yeah. Let's see what's next. I moved into the same San Francisco house high on Castro Hill where my parents dated and fell in love completely by coincidence.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, me too. Moved into what we believed was a 3-bedroom apartment, discovered a 4th hidden bedroom still furnished and filled with clothes, records, and diaries of a hip art student who lived there 15 years ago.
Oh my
That's
God.
Cool.
Wild. Cool. And also like, I don't know, kind of scary. Like what happened to him?
Right. Are you sure it was from 15 years ago that she
did that? Right. Right.
Yeah, right. Their ghost is in there, ugh, like fucking Beetlejuice.
Mm. Yeah. I like this hashtag universe. My girlfriend years ago wrote a quick thank you on a $10 bill for a tip, and months later, that same bill ended up in my hands as change. Wow. I still have that bill because of the coincidence.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah. I like this bit of universe coincidence, which is nutso. My grandfather died the same minute I was born on a different ward in the same hospital. The time on my birth certificate matches his death certificate.
Oh my God. You are your grandfather.
Oh my God.
Wild.
I don't know if I like it. That just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
No, that's like crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
When Taylor Swift was like, yeah. Oh, go ahead. You go first. Go ahead. Go.
I tried saving myself from the embarrassment of having been caught naked at a house viewing by a realtor and potential buyer by pretending to be dead. I have so many follow-ups.
How does that even, huh?
What were you doing?
Right? I saw my neighbor lady who had recently been hospitalized walking in her backyard. I'm sorry, let me start this again. That was very wrong inflection. I saw my neighbor lady who had recently been hospitalized walking in her backyard, and I told her I was glad she was home and feeling better. She smiled at me. When I went inside, I told my mom that lady was home. My mom responded by telling me she died in the hospital that morning.
Oh,
that's just a ghost story.
Oh.
Here's a funny one. I once said, "Hi, Matt," to Matt LeBlanc in London, and he responded by hugging me and saying, "Thank you for not calling me Joey."
I call absolute bullshit on the next one. I met Marlon Brando through an AOL chat in the early 90s. We became friends, and a few years later at 3 a.m. one night, in his Godfather voice, he called the thief who stole my 1960s pink Rambler to tell him he'd better keep paying me the monthly court-ordered restitution money.
Yeah, that's right.
That sounds like a lie, and I think it is a lie.
Yeah. Oh, the one after it's funny, though. I shut my nose in the fridge door twice.
And then there was one more. Hold on, let me go back to it. When Taylor Swift was like 12, her father asked me to build a website. Our fathers were friends, and I had learned web design. I blew him off because I was busy, and while talented for her age, this Taylor girl wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, man. Yeah. You could be so rich.
Those are great, Chandy. Thank you for finding that. The thing I did find, and we're not going to do it today because it's involved, but it was share a piece of lore about yourself. That was the Twitter thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. And it, like, there were some great ones. Like, this went on for weeks and I enjoyed every single one that I read. There was also one I found that I need to save for the future was some takeaways after my conversation with a hospice nurse of 12 years based on her experience.
I am so into this.
I knew you were. That's why I saved it.
I'm so here for this.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to, so hold on for that for another day.
Stick around.
Stick around. For now, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will do the feedback. All right, we are back. We're ready to get into some feedback. Before I do, oh my God, I have a story that I meant to tell you guys earlier and I totally forgot. And it's one of like the dumbest things I've ever done.
Oh no.
Oh dear.
Okay, so I was away last week. And you know, I was unpacking. I didn't get a lot of sleep on Saturday night, and on Sunday I didn't fall asleep until like 2 a.m. and then I was up at like 6:30, so I was exhausted yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was unpacking and I was just so tired, and I, you know, as I do, I took, you know, my morning pills, because I have my morning pills and my evening pills, and you just said, why did I get getting tired, like to the point where like I was like, I think I need to close my eyes for a few minutes. There was a point where I thought I was going to like fall asleep sitting on the couch, and that's not like me.
Wow.
I went to go pick up the kids, and there was actual points where I was like, I could close my eyes right now and fall asleep while driving. I am that tired. And then I I told Jay, and he's like, I'll take Zach to coding class, like, you know, get your stuff done so you can go to bed early. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. So I do that. I start to go to bed early. I go to take my nighttime pills, and I realize that those are my morning pills.
Oh no.
Oh.
So I had taken, instead of my vitamin B and my, you know, anxiety, ADHD meds, which are uppers, you know, not uppers, you know what I mean, though. They're you don't take them at nighttime.
Right.
Like, you know, they're not, it's not like snorting Adderall, but like, you don't take them at nighttime. I had taken my statin and not one, but two trazodone sleeping pills.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, that
and I have never taken two before. And I don't even take one every day. I had brought them because in New York, it's tough to sleep. My parents' beds are very uncomfortable and it's tough to sleep. So I had taken them so that way I could help myself sleep last week. So, yes, I took two sleeping pills at like 11 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and no. That is why I was literally struggling to stay awake all day.
Oh my God. Well, I guess they work.
Yeah, seriously. Now, were there any like residual effects? Were you able to get like back?
I fell asleep pretty quickly last night too. Okay. So I feel like that may have been a residual effect. And I also, even though I went to bed hours earlier for me, I still woke up exhausted this morning. So I feel like I was just all thrown off, but yeah, I could not even believe that. And I was wondering why I was like achy, and that's a side effect of statins. So I was like, yep, that's there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, don't do that, guys. That was bad.
Damn.
That was my story. Feedback. The first bit of feedback is from John, the former UPS guy. And he says, thank you for reading my emails. I guess we will just have to disagree about the movie. I agree with Channy about paying people a living wage and not tipping for takeout. I might add, besides paying a living wage, the workers should join a union.
Yes. Mm.
I like the fact my emails were read on an episode about squished boobs.
Hey, and nothing was found. Yay for the squish.
John continues, don't put off mammograms. Better just get them done. Same with colonoscopies.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
I'm all caught up now. It's nice to listen to a podcast that appreciates their listeners. Nicholas Dunn, Jack Latfelter, and whoever that inventor guy is definitely don't know how to show appreciation.
What can I say? We're just better.
Yep.
That's true.
Next email is from Randy. Randy says, I would just like to offer a sympathetic shoulder to John, the retired guy, for those mean bullies on the Ramblecast After Dark. The way they've been treating him and their loyal listeners. The broads would never do that.
We never would.
Even if we disagree about a movie.
Yep.
Even if we disagree.
Civil discourse here.
Exactly.
Randy also says that here is his top 10 movies of 2023 as we requested.
Yes.
He's opening himself up for criticism, but you know what? We would never do that.
Would never.
No.
So he just explains, you know, for years, he tracked the movies that he saw and released a top 10 list. His first list was in 1998. It stopped during COVID, but he started to slowly return to theaters now. So he said the main criteria was how much did I enjoy the film and how engaging was it? Note, Zone of Interest was also a great provocative film, but I didn't see it until well into 2024 near Oscar time, so it wasn't included in this list. It certainly would have cracked the top 10. Mm. Cool. Yeah. All right. Here is Randy's top 10 movies of 2023. Number one, Killers of the Flower Moon. Number two, Fry Bread Face in Me. I've never heard of that.
Nor I.
I have to check that out. Three is The Holdovers. Four is Asteroid City. Five is Poor Things. Six is Barbie. Seven is Oppenheimer. Eight is Joan Baez, I Am a Noise. Ooh. Nine is Strays. 10 is Bottoms. And then Reprisals is The Way.
Wait, was there another The Way?
What was The Way again?
It's a movie about, it came out in like the early, like the mid-200s.
Oh, Reprisals.
Mid-200s.
2000s.
No, by Reprise,
like, you know, very early infancy of cinema.
No, Reprisals, meaning it's a movie he rewatched that's older. Reprisal. Reprisal?
Reprisal? Oh, I understood oh, reprisal.
Shit, is this another Nevada, Nevada thing? Jesus.
Right.
Well, I said reprisal.
Yeah,
because
you call it the reprise.
Yes.
So, yeah.
To be fair, it's French, so it's not your fault. Yeah. Mm. Which, like, means when you, like, a remake. That's why I'm asking. Maybe in English it doesn't mean that, but that's what I was assuming it meant. That's why I was like, huh, was the way remade? Was there another one?
Looks like just
like 2010. In French, when you cover a song, it's called a reprise.
Oh, reprise.
Because you're taking it again.
So. Yeah.
Wait, it's called what?
I know it from like musical theater where there's always like the reprise of the.
Wait, Shandy, how do you say it?
Reprisal?
No. How do you say it?
Reprise.
In French?
Une reprise.
Yeah, so reprise. Reprisal.
Well.
But it's...
Okay, that's fair enough, but.
Reprise and reprisal. Reprise. Fuck, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's just move on.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't actually know.
This is the episode where Colin can't pronounce anything.
But I'm just curious about the way.
Is it the mispronunciations?
Is it because he watched it again in 2023?
Follow-up.
That must be it, because he just talked about how he couldn't put Zone of Interest in because he watched it in 2024.
Right. Which, Randy, you are maybe not going to believe this, but I literally rewatched The Way a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Really. I saw it in the theaters when it first came out, and I got a hankering to rewatch it like a month ago or something, and watched it on my TV. I really want to do that hike. It's like a long-term goal. And Randy, since Randy is such a fan of hiking, I wonder if that's something he's interested in too.
Cool.
Which may have been the impetus for him to reprise his watching of it.
Yeah. Well, now we have to find out.
Yeah. Okay, now that I understand, that's crazy.
Yeah, let us know. Ed says, Ed the creepy poopy mailman guy person, as I was listening about the to the talk about tipping, after spending 3 weeks in Japan last year, I appreciated the culture of tipping is considered rude. Example, went out to eat, bill is 3,700 yen, you pay with 400 yen here is your 3,000 yen change with a smile, thank you so much for coming. But say you go on a tour, buying or grinding a small
Maybe offering? Maybe some
maybe
weird,
it sounds
like
this was a talk to test. This was definitely a talk to
test. Yes, because also the math is all wrong, too.
Yeah.
Right.
But this is a talk to get you.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Buying or giving a small gift is appreciated if you feel you want an extra thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Matt says, this past weekend, I was sick with COVID. I'm okay. Oh, man.
That's a bummer.
So in between my Sopranos rewatch, I checked out The Extraordinary on Hulu. In the show, everyone is given a superpower when they turn 18. Mm. The main character is 25 and she hasn't gotten one yet. Oh, my God. That is so fucking Encanto.
I was going to say,
exactly
like,
what I was going to say.
It's a fun, light sitcom. And yes, it is. That is definitely that. He says, here's the super official trailer.
Awesome. I am going to watch that.
I can't wait.
Do they break out into song? Does it turn out that she's enough just the way she is?
Right.
I think so. The miracle was she was the miracle,
the miracle was her.
I love that movie so much.
So good.
So good. On the note of female created media, I also saw Love Lies Bleeding. Oh, that's the Kristen Stewart one.
Yes.
Oh.
Which a really good gritty noir. Okay. I didn't know if I was just, I'm on a roll today.
Yeah.
Obviously, to be fair,
if it's not like an actual English word, I feel like you get a pass.
Fair enough.
Which, to be fair, Nevada isn't an English word either. So, but.
Yes. Yes.
Loophole.
Loophole.
And in Spanish, it would be more closely pronounced to Nevada than Nevada. But anyway.
Fair enough. What about cicada? Cicada.
I mean, I think that's, yeah,
it's pretty established.
English. Yeah. Okay. Maybe with Latin roots, but still. Yeah.
We're going to okay. Obviously, it's not for everyone, especially with the graphic violence and moments of body horror, but another winner for A24. Hmm. Let's give Katie O'Brien the career Gina Carano pissed away. Here's the super official trailer. let's see. We have, oh, we have an email from Mandy.
Oh, hooray.
Mandy.
I'll read it. Mandy says, hey, three things. Book suggestion. Everyone is watching. It's noted as Big Brother meets Clue.
Ooh.
Super good book, even if I don't like reality shows. Oh, sorry. Super good book, even if you don't like reality shows. But if you do, it makes it that much better.
Mm.
My steak continues to suck. Long story short, the Senate passed the bill to arm teachers in classrooms.
What could go wrong there?
What could go wrong? And a hyperlink to a local news article. And third thing, best news. I booked my room at Raleigh for Raleigh. Oh my God, why can I not read words? Best news.
Join the club.
I booked my room for Raleigh. See y'all in 38 days.
Yay! Woo!
Huzzah.
My spirit is Yay! That's exciting.
That's exciting. Sorry about your state.
I know.
But that's exciting.
You guys, about the Arizona got fucked today.
Yeah.
Hopefully with a condom, because otherwise they can't terminate it. Florida's in play now. Abortion and marijuana on the ballot. What a time to be alive.
Seriously.
Beyonce's on the country charts. Eclipses.
Earthquakes.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Oh my God. When is it going to start raining frogs?
Locusts are coming. Cicadas. Cicadas. Yep. Cicadas are coming. Cicadas are coming. It's all happening. Not and it's only way. April.
Oh, not in a good way.
Okay. Thanks, Mandy. See you soon, girl.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay. And then I guess we're going to finish up with the message she said.
All right. I didn't count them towards the total.
I don't know how many we did, though.
Somewhere between 6 and 9.
Did we really say that?
We must have. Oh, yes, we must.
They really smush your boobs.
See, he spelled it schmoosh.
Schmoosh. Sorry. They really smush. Smush. Maybe it's smush.
It is, but smush is a funny word, smoosh. Too. Yeah. See? Look at that. Mispronunciation. Phonetic spelling.
They really smush your boobs or smoosh your boobs.
Smooshy, smooshy in the tushy.
Smooshy. They need to make sure they get all of it.
Just get in there. I would like the record to state that I said that with my best, like, Kathy Bates voice. Like, just get in there. But I can't. You know, just
that's a tough one. That's a tough accent. Tough one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that through my primary.
I thought I was going to get the whole shebang at once.
It's more the money shot parts.
It's pretty cool that you can just do it in the office.
It is. If you want to wait, we can wait.
Hashtag consent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I'm going to get one.
You might get one first.
How's life, other than boobs?
You get a little wiggle.
Perpetually puffy right here.
We got lots of it, so buckle in.
She grunted for 2+ hours, and that was a word worthy?
Thank you, John, for giving it a second try.
He starts with rubber.
I was expecting like two or three, and it was like, oh, no, 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 it keeps going.
Starting a new position is always nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Yeah. Got to work through it.
Yeah. It's new for everyone. You're all learning together. Indeed. Or both learning together. Or you're just learning on your own. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Lots of ways to learn.
Yeah. thank you, Matt, though. That was really fun. Thank you all for listening, joining us on this fine day, night, evening, wherever you're listening, car, exercise, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We're actually going to be off one more week next week, and then we'll be back after that. And yeah, we're inching closer to our 9th anniversary, 8th birthday, 8th birthday, huh? Right? Yeah. 9th birthday, 8th birthday, whatever. We're closing out it, guys.
Ask my Google account.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's really good at that.
I've lost track. I can't remember what we came down on.
That was so like 5 years ago at this point. Jeez. yeah. Anyway, we're counting down though. We're getting there. We're getting closer. But yeah, we will be off again next week. I'm gonna try to maybe do a bloopers at some point. I don't know if it's gonna be next week. But yeah, I'm thinking about working on them. But yeah, if you have any feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Give us a call, 331-276-2373. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level. And that'd be Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jnjack. That helps all the shows in the network. Survivor JJC, Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, Rumblecast After Dark. All the fun. Shandy may be joining us for a bonus show, patron bonus show.
Hell yeah.
Yay! Survivor. So that will be fun. Stick around for that. And yeah, let us know how you pronounce cicada. I am curious. Cicada, A-H, or cicada. Let us know. Okay, on that note. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Did I miss anything? Did I leave anybody out? Anything out? All right. On that note, we will talk to you in 2 weeks. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.